Wahana Tapiata joins us. Aronui is an indigenous arts festival set in the heart of an active caldera that's Te Rotorua Nui a Kahumata Moimoi. It runs from the 12th of September. There's haka and theatre, film and Ngātoi Māori and the annual Aronui Māori Market, which is in collaboration with Te Whakarewarewa Thermal Village. Hei Pukaria, which is curated by Hana Tapiata, the author of Atua Wahine, The Wisdom of Māori Goddesses, is a multi-medium, multi-century experience of the numerous expressions of Mātauranga knowledge and wisdom dedicated to Atua Wahine, or Māori Goddesses. That book is going to be released next month. We'll have a decent kōrero about it then. But Hana's kindly with us to reflect on Aronui. Hey Hana, tēnā koe, ko dae o tēnei.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Kia ora, ngā mihi. The Indigenous Arts Festival Aronui has many strands to it. I was just talking with Tama Waipara about the Wellington Jazz Festival, and again he reminded us that there are many different kaupapa involved here, and that'll be the same midway through September. It's not too far away, September. Mm. Tell us about this exhibition and who is featuring and your role within, please, Hana.
Tēnā koe. Yeah, so we're really fortunate to be one of the strands of the Aronui Indigenous Arts Festival this year. And it came about by the book that you mentioned before, Atua Wahine. And when I was thinking about how to launch that book, it didn't seem right for it to just be a standard book launch and all the focus be on that pukapuka, because the way I see it is that it's just one taonga or one contribution to the puna mātauranga about our Atua Wahine. And so I reached out to some friends and to some other incredible artists if they were keen to produce work dedicated to Atua Wahine or some of the peripheral kaupapa. And now we have about 17 who are on board and who'll be creating new works or have mahi that they'll be showcasing on Friday the 20th of September at Hei Pukaria.
Sounds interesting. And we'll get a chance to talk about the book as well with a dedicated focus to that work.
Yeah.
But as far as the festival is concerned, what are you looking forward to most about Aronui, Hana?
Looking forward to seeing the different taonga and the way people share their passion and their gifts with the world. Like, my way is writing. I love to write, and it helps me make sense of the thoughts and whakaaro I have. But there are so many other mediums that we can communicate our own stories, our pūrākau, but also other aspirations and key provocations that we want other people to contribute to as well.
Give our listeners who might not be familiar with your work a background to your writing, and as I say, we'll talk about the Wahine Atua as well when it's the appropriate time, but looking back on your mahi over the years, how would you describe what you've been able to contribute to our bank of mātauranga?
One of the key ways I've focused on is sharing how I apply tupuna mātauranga ancestral knowledge to life today. So how I've been able to interpret pūrākau and how I apply that to the mahi that I do, or balancing different kaupapa, being a māma now as well. And I was doing that for about 5 years with a weekly blog, and that evolved into other things as well, like vlogging, being on the radio, Moana Radio as well, with the whakapapa effect, and just trying to understand our mātauranga in a dynamic, living way, rather than something that we can just look at and appreciate that our tūpuna did once upon a time. It's still very relevant to today.
And self-awareness doesn't begin with self. Talk to that for a moment.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the pukapuka, or one of the taonga that came from writing, and just a natural evolution, I think, from my mahi, was to put it into book form, a challenge for me, because it's very easy to change something that you post digitally or into that digital world, but once it's in print, ka mana I reira, you can't make any changes. So if there's any hapa, you can't go back or can't ask for people to send your books back to you. So that was one of the challenges there, but also just as another way of sharing mātauranga. Some people prefer to read pukapuka, and self-awareness doesn't begin with self, because how can you know who you are if you don't know who, where, or what you come from, if you don't know your whakapapa? And just thinking of whakapapa as a process, so one of those is our tātai whakapapa, our genealogy, or our ancestry, but also the different experiences we have and the interactions and how those shape us to be the people we are, to have the beliefs we have or the way we behave as well.
What's the background to your writing, Hannah? Was this something that you enjoyed through your schooling experience, or you know, it's an interesting path to take, being a writer and somebody who observes the world and then in a way using your tupu to help others. But where does this love of writing and of books and of words stem from, Hannah?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed reading books, and even I remember having a journal when I was younger and writing in that, or pretending to write different chapters in pukapuka. But I just found it was the most comfortable way for me to try and unpack my thoughts or just put them into order. Like for some other people, they paint or they sing and compose. But writing was what I was drawn to, I suppose, and just really thankful that it's been able to help others or just be another rauimi for their kete.
Tēnā koe. And of course, that's morphed into podcasts, into broadcasting as well. Do you like the that experience where it's more audio than visual?
Yeah, it's another challenge, and it has its own merits and intricacies as well, and things that you can communicate, as you would know, on radio with that audio element only. You have to convey the depths and the emotional range, because that's all people can hear, or they can't see your face to see your facial expressions, or don't have any other anything else to work with. So you have to, as you so amazingly do, Dale, you have to just enhance everything, I suppose, with those different mediums. So I've been able to learn a lot more about how to improve my writing from my mahi with broadcasting, and even with the video as well. I think they all complement each other, because you're trying to share stories and communicate something with the vehicle that you have.
Tēnā koe. Well, thumbs up to you and your contribution to Aronui still to come. The book, Puka Puka Atua Wahine, I mean, many use these pūrākau and these pakiwaitara and our aroha for the stories of our atua as guides to their modern day life. It's not something that is necessarily removed back into the day. It's part of your everyday. How important is it, atua wahine, as a guide for the way you conduct yourself in life, Hannah?
Yeah, well, like our kōrero suggests, when you know who you come from and where you come from, it helps you to orient yourself and place yourself where you are and also where you want to go, that solid foundation. But these atua wahine, we don't know their stories. Or we don't know how, and this is generally speaking, there'll be some experts out there, but generally we don't know them, we don't know how they express themselves in us. I draw on the pūrākau of Hine Ahuone and how each of the atua gave an expression, either physical or metaphysical, of themselves to her creation. So all of those atua are within her, and all of those atua are within us. But if we don't know how to identify them, then we're living this kind of shell or half-life, because there's things that are happening within us that we don't know the origins of, or we don't have any pūrākau to attach to. But if we learn their stories, learn their ingoa and how they behave, we'll be able to better identify that within ourselves, which we can use to do the things we want to do or be the type of people we want to be. That's the deeper whakaaro with all the writing or all the kōrero that I share.
Well, if you're listening today and you're already intrigued by Hana's approach to life and how we can learn from the stories of our atua, you might just Google her name and it comes up, hanatapiata.com. And you can look at the whakapapa effect. How often do you put that podcast or radio show together, Hana?
Once upon a time, it was every day, but I have two young babies now, that's my priority, but I'm trying to get back into start a regular weekly something on there.
Ka pai. When's the book launch and how far away is that and where are you going to have it?
Yeah, so the book will be released and available in stores on next week, 4th of September, but the official book launch will be at Heipūkarea alongside those other taonga, those other ringatoi and artists putting together, and that's on Friday the 20th of September in Rotorua. It's going to be an incredible evening, just immersed in the mātauranga, the multimedium evening to celebrate together.
Tēnā koe. I hope you don't mind me asking, but I spoke with Te Whatunui Leka Skip with about the protest action regarding the sewage pipe, effectively, that is being run alongside the lake, and they're standing their ground. I see you from Tūhorangi and Ngāti Tārāwhai. Does it concern you too, sis?
Ai. Pauri te kite I ngā tāmitanga e pātori nei kia tātai. Yeah, very wet day here in Rotorua today, but heaps of the whānau are still out there holding the line.
Tēnā koe. I'm looking forward to talking with you to coincide with the launch, and thanks for having a brief kōrero today about Aronui and the wonderful mahi that is going to be part of that celebration. That's from the 12th of next month, which is really just a fortnight away, and we'll be looking forward to talking with Hana Tapiata too at the launch of her Puka Puka Atua Wahine. Mauri ora kia koe te tuhine, kia ora, and thank you for joining us on Pākīwaha today.
Kia ora tau.
Tēnā koe, thanks Hana. Hana Tapiata, it was 6:03, it's just gone 9:51. We'll take a break and come back to you in a couple of ways.